This is Dave Denniston, and welcome back to the Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast.
Oh, behave. Yeah. Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Welcome to the Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast, where it's all about slashing your debt and taxes and creating a liberated lifestyle. And now, your host, with a love of fantasy books and funk, and a hatred of running more than 3 miles, Dave Denniston.
All right, everyone, welcome back. This is Dave Denniston. So glad you're here with me today. Thank you for sharing your time, your energy, and being here with us in the podcast. Well, I wanted to bring up something that comes up quite often. As a matter of fact, one of the things that I do is I like to survey my audience and see what are some of the most pressing issues on their mind. And one of the things that we had been focusing a few episodes of the podcast on was reimbursements. And then as more and more data came in from the survey, the other thing was debt, refinancing debt, how to get rid of student debt. And there's been an awful lot of episodes dedicated towards PSLF. As a matter of fact, I brought in companies like Link Capital, like SoFi, like DRB onto the podcast. And I wanted to take this episode today to compare, contrast, tell you about what companies may be best for your situation, what I currently see changing, how you can best shop that out. As a matter of fact, as I talk with more physicians, I see a lot of them struggling with their student debts. They're struggling with trying to balance all of it. And so, my friends, my suggestion, if you're already in practice, if you're now at the point of making 6 figures and above, you've got to get rid of your debt. And so, if you're not going for PSLF, you're not going for loan forgiveness, what do you do? Well, some of it depends on your stage of life. Companies like Link Capital, like DRB, and a brand new player, gradschoolloans.com, they will refinance your debts while you're in residency. Now, I will tell you those rates are higher. I'm seeing right now as I record this episode towards the beginning of June, kind of the middle of the year, that those companies are having around 5 to 5.5% interest rates. So I'm a little disappointed by that, but if you're looking to refinance your debts, you know that you want to pay them off, why not go with DRB? Go with Link Capital. Go with gradschoolloans.com. This way you're saving yourself at least 1% on that debt. And to think about that, my friends, on a $250,000 pile of student loans, that's the equivalent of $2,500 at least a year in interest, or $200 a month you're saving yourself by lowering your interest rate today while you're in a residency. And what's nice about these companies is your minimum payments are small. I think DRB's is around $100 a month. I think Link Capital is around $100 a month. Grad School Loans is doing it for like $1 a month. Now, the thing that I like about all of these programs is if rates are still low when you come out of residency, there's no prepayment penalties for refinancing with another company or refinancing within themselves. Ask them to take another look at it. There's no costs for getting your money refinanced to start out with, which is different than a mortgage or a car loan. They simply want your money. Now, as you look at these three companies in residency, DRB, Link Capital, Grad School Loans, DRB is an actual bank, Darien Rowayton Bank. So they typically hold on to the loans. Link Capital, Grad School Loans are funded by VC, venture capital, angel money. So they're going to sell your loans to someone else and you maintain the servicer. So what does this all mean? Basically, at the end of the day, you guys, it's all about who gives you the best rate. One gives you 5, one gives you 5.5, it doesn't matter. Go for the one with the lowest rate. It doesn't hurt you to apply to multiple companies. It will hurt your credit score a tinge, but if you just keep it to 3, you'll be fine. All right, well, let's take a pause here for a second and go to our commercial break. Well, if you are like some members of my audience, you are committed to being an amazing doctor and succeeding at life. But the truth is, you've never received financial training during medical school, and you struggle with enough time to do it all. So if you are someone who hasn't really taken the time to take the approaches that we talk about in the podcast, and you want to take time to crack the code, you want to hit the sweet spot financially, through only the end of August, I am picking a handful of people and doing a diagnostic strategy session for each of them individually. And this is where we take a look at your finances, give you some high-level ideas on what could work for you, and things that could help you hit that sweet spot financially. So if you're interested in applying, you can email me at dave@daviddeniston.com or visit the podcast website at www.drfreedompodcast.com/coaching. And don't let this podcast be like other ones where you have great information, you get these new ideas, but you never actually complete anything. If you're sick and tired of doing that, it is time to get on one of these calls with me and get yourself financially to the next level. To apply now, email me, dave@daviddeniston.com, or visit www.drfreedompodcast.com/coaching. Again, that's www.drfreedompodcast.com/coaching. And now back to the podcast. Now, let's say you're already in practice. Let's say that you're already comparing, contrasting. SoFi, Common Bond tend to be right now the best two companies that I see for physicians in practice. I've seen a few cases now where both of them are going neck and neck at about 4%, 4.25% interest rates, which, I mean, heck, now you're talking about 2%, 2.5%, maybe 3% that you're saving yourself on your student loans. So when we're talking $250,000, we're talking $5,000 a year, $7,500 a year that you're saving by refinancing with one of those companies, and you can finally get ahead on these doggone things. So of all of these different experiences, the one thing I was thinking about the other day, wouldn't it be cool if there was a company that was like Orbitz, where you could shop out among all of these different companies at once? Everything I've described so far, you have to go one off to each one of these entities and submit your info. It kind of reminds me of like Southwest. Southwest doesn't put themselves on Orbitz or Expedia or any of those travel websites. You have to go to their website to get a quote. Well, there is a new website I just found out about called Credible, Credible.com, where you can get your loans there. As a matter of fact, it was gradschoolloans.com that pointed that out to me. So if you go to Credible.com, you can shop out among 7 to 8 different companies to see if they will refinance your loans, whether you're a resident, whether you're in practice. And so maybe you can even get a better rate. To be honest, I haven't been on there yet with a client. So I'm looking forward to doing that for the first time. And when I do, I'm going to let you guys know my experiences to see how that goes. So anyhow, there's a whole bunch of resources. I've done a whole bunch of different podcasts with each of these companies, whether it was SoFi or DRB or Link Capital, gradschoolloans.com, Common Bond are probably going to be on in the future. So I will link all of those in the show notes. And I would love to hear from you. Are you considering PSLF? Are you considering refinancing your loans? What does that look like? How are you making those decisions? And what can I do to help provide you the content, provide you scenarios to help you understand which loan is better for you, which path is better for you? And remember, my friends, cut your debt, cut your taxes, live a liberated lifestyle. For the Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast, this is Dave Deniston. Thank you so much for joining me. Check in again soon.